Welcome to the Reality Podcast, where I present explanations and share some new ideas about the true nature of our reality, including who we really are, why we're here, and how the world works. Drawing on some of the latest theories of consciousness and universal reality, from personal development, science, philosophy, and psychology sources, I provide the opportunity for a new perspective on life and living. So let's discover the true nature of reality, the meaning of life, and the true, authentic self that is the real you and your true reality. Welcome to episode 6, how we were reared by our parents and our education has affected who we really are. We are all different, but parents and teachers usually adopt the presupposition that the child will have the same experiences as they had. The reality is far from the truth. Because the world is changing so fast and so dramatically, the assumption that our children will have similar worldly experiences to us is naive. How could they? The world system is so far removed from generation to generation. The truly successful ones don't accept the inherited beliefs and faith of their predecessors, but forge their own subject to their desired reality. You just can't apply the same interpretation of an experience to all across the board. Everyone is different, and may have very different experiences of similar situations. The intellectual understanding derived from past experiences should be an indicating factor, but not an ultimately defining one. Even in the context of education, we can see the inadequacies of the archaic educational systems from generation to generation. Ultimately, the education system changes far more slowly than the changes in the real world, and so it's inadequate as an ultimate source of instruction or direction. It should be applied as a guide only, with support for the youth of the next generation to express and embrace new thought patterns and skills. Much of the current educational system in the West stifles creativity and imaginative expression in support of a rigid formula of mental reasoning. This is why many of the new generations are struggling in school. It's not because there's something wrong with them, it's because there's something wrong with the system. New technologies and developments come about by individuals thinking beyond the constraints of what has been into the realm of what could be. Robin Sharma, one of the world's top leadership experts, who I met on many occasions at events in Northern Ireland and Canada, and who actually endorsed my first book, The Secret of Life, he explains, "The world was built by people who felt some discontent with the way things were and knew they could do better. It's in this realm and form that we as a race are developing technologically, and not by applying the measures and teachings of past generations. Educational systems should be encouraging expression, creativity, and uniqueness of thought, as opposed to following past guidelines and teachings. I believe the educational system is inadequate at best and irrelevant at most, on the basis that the world is changing far faster than the system can keep up with. We as a society must recognize this, and ensure we allow for and facilitate, through our educational system, the unobstructed, natural development of our next generations. Our parents condition us in a certain way. They believe that we should be brought up with certain values. They brought us up to be the type of person they think we should be. And we buy into that, which is fine in most cases. And then we have teachers who tell us certain things about who they think we should be. Some we listen to, others we don't, and others still we do all in our power to ignore. Then we have experiences, and our interpretation of them defines our world reality and who we believe we are. We make a judgment about the experience which turns into belief structures, which then make us behave the way we behave. Is it time to re-evaluate your beliefs? Is this really me, my authentic self, or am I reacting this way because of something somebody told me? Regardless, does it serve me to have this belief and behave or even think like this? Does it serve me to think the thoughts I'm thinking and fuel the habitual patterns of thinking that I have developed and entrained into my psyche? We are all different. But parents and teachers usually adopt the presupposition that the child will have the same experiences that they had. The reality, as I said, is far from the truth. Because the world is changing so fast and so dramatically, decide now for yourself to become the person you really are, irregardless of what other people have told you. Ignore the educational systems and the way our parents and teachers brought us up. Realize your true self, the true authentic self, and express that.